As we wound down the international travel experience of Class 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program over this last weekend, had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Dylan Sparks from Hennepin, Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, about his time in the program and especially his time in Chile. We asked Dylan to tell us a little bit about himself as we started our conversation.
I'm from Hennepin, Oklahoma, which is south central Oklahoma. It's the Arbuckle Mountain area. You may be familiar with it. I am fourth generation on a family ranch. We're a cow-calf operation, mostly in native grass country, rough country, so it has some unique challenges. But primarily, we're a cow-calf operation.
And so you're part in the operation.
Yeah, so I am, like I said, I'm fourth generation, so I work beneath my father. He's the owner-manager. And I work under him doing day-to-day stuff, and I do some have some management responsibilities, but most of my job is taking the tasks and ideas and the things that he wants to accomplish and implementing them on the ranch efficiently.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you obviously decided to apply for and accept into this class of ag leadership. What got you interested? How'd you get interested in the program?
Initially, my wife applied to the program first, and she had just switched jobs, and she couldn't do it. So it was something that my wife and I both had interest in, and it kind of turned into whichever one of us had the opportunity to do it first. We had just kind of jumped that opportunity. And I'd gotten an application in and kind of sat around for quite a while, and we were trying to figure out if we could logistically do it with ranch stuff, and then we were just having a new family and trying to make it all work. And we sat down one day and said there was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up at that time, and we decided we'd just find a way to make it work, and right. I applied.
Okay. So you went ahead and applied. You also were part of the OCA's program as well, right?
Yeah, so originally my wife and I were wanting to do OLP together. Then we found out that spouses can't do OALP. So we decided that she's going to apply to OALP, and I applied to Cattlemen's Leadership. So I went through the Cattlemen's Leadership Program, which in some ways is pretty parallel to this. There are some major differences, but a lot of the same aspects as this class or this program. But, yeah, I went through that. I think it'd be 2014.
Right, right. So you got accepted. What were your expectations coming in?
My expectations coming in were primarily about the broad knowledge that I was going to be exposed to. You know, I'm kind of a lifelong learner. I'm always trying to figure out problems or come up with new things to study that could help me. And I just looked at it like I was going to be exposed to a lot of information, a lot of new challenges, new ideas, and that's what I was drawn to, was just the pure exposure to information and knowledge and ideas.
What's, you know, kind of stuck out in your mind as you've gone through this this two-year program?
Oh, man, there's a lot of things. I would say what has stuck out in my mind the most is the ability in Oklahoma, if you're willing to really try and get innovative, if you're really trying to just start from scratch and do what needs to be done to start a new enterprise, there's a lot of ability to go out and either add enterprises to your mix or just start a whole new business with agriculture. You know, like going through the hydro area and all the stuff we saw out there, and they're doing so many different things. And going to the canna farm, instead of running cattle on wheat pasture, they're growing flowers. And, you know, things like that. It's totally different, but at the same time, what stuck out is if you want to do that, you can't go down to your local John Deere dealership and buy the equipment to do something totally different. So there has to be the way to put it is there's a very, very common thread with everybody that's doing truly innovative stuff, that it's not just an idea and a system, it's a mechanical idea that comes along with it. like creating their own equipment, modifying equipment, coming up with a product that they want to produce or sell, and then figuring out how to mechanically or logistically do that to make it work. And that's what stuck out the most, is just the engineering and the mechanical ideas that people have come up with alongside of agriculture.
What would you say somebody interested in maybe applying for the program is what would be your recommendation?
People talk a lot about the networking of the Ag Leadership Program, and personally, networking is a thing that I don't ever put as a reason to do things. And sure, the networks are going to come once you make some genuine relationships, but it's so hard when you get out in agriculture to learn and experience different things, because you know you are who you surround yourself by, and when you work in an office or you work in a geographical area, you just get bogged down in the information that's available to you. So what the biggest impact this program has for me is, between sitting at a hotel lobby at 9 o'clock at night talking about ideas with your classmates, or standing out in a field in a total different area with somebody with a total different mindset, mm-hmm. and sharing those ideas. And you may not necessarily use their exact idea, but it sparks something that starts a gear turning in your mind on how you could change something where you are.
Right.
And then on top of that, is genuine relationships. You spend so much time together. I feel like it's almost cheating the relationships by calling them networking. You know, a networking is something you do at a conference when you're wearing a name tag. What this class does to you is it gives you some really, really strong, genuine relationships that, whether they benefit you financially or not, doesn't matter, because it's a relationship that will be with you from now on, and you know that wherever you go in the state, there's going to be somebody close that you can count on if you need to.
Thanks, Dylan. Dylan Sparks, one of the participants in Class 19 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program. Applications for Class 20 now available online. Just Google Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program to get to their website. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.